we bow our head in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day and for your many blessings, for the multitude of your tender mercies. Lord, we realize even today that we can't do nothing without you. Amen. We can accomplish nothing without you, Lord, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Lord, we lean on that strength even now as we go forth in your word. Amen. To give what you have given us for the message for today, Lord. And we just ask you to bless your people, Lord. All the different situations that people are facing, we've heard some of them here today, Lord, and we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. There's no thing too hard for you. So we just give it all to you even now, and we trust you, Lord, and we just thank you in advance for how you're going to work things out on our behalf, Lord, in Jesus' name, because you're a good God and you love us so much. You made us. Amen. You are our Father, who art in heaven, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for having the best Father we could ever ask for. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we have a Father that has got unlimited resources. Amen. We have the greatest Father. Amen. The mightiest Father. Amen. The most loving Father, Lord. We have you, Lord, and we just thank you for being able to have you in our lives, Lord, through the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and directs us. And Lord, even now we ask you to have your way in this place and have your way in us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you. We're going to go to Mark, the fourth chapter. Amen. Mark, the fourth chapter. Thank you, sir. Amen. Mark the fourth chapter. And I, you know, sometimes you try to move on from some things, and when you're trying to put messages together and God keeps bringing you back, it's almost like he's like saying, okay, we're not done with this yet. Amen. You know, you may think you're done with it, but I'm not done with it yet. So you know, we only have a certain amount of time to be up here in front of you to give to you what God has given to us. And lately, he's just really been making an impression on me that we really gotta understand that thing that where, you know, save your life and you lose it, but lose your life and you save it. Amen. We really got to understand that principle, because so many things in our lives will come our way, and how we react to the things that come our way is going to determine how we handle what comes our way. Amen. Sometimes things come our way, we react a certain way, and we make things worse. Amen? Sometimes things come our way, we panic, we get worried, and we get alarmed, and we do a knee-jerk reaction, as they say, and things didn't have to be that way. Amen? Sometimes things come our way and we immediately, especially those of us, and it's also important in this walk, it's not only important for you to know the principles of God and know how to navigate by allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and direct you, but it's also important for you to know yourself. Amen? Because we all have different personalities, right? And nobody knows us better than ourselves. We don't like to admit or acknowledge some of the things about ourselves, the way we handle things, but we need to know who we are. Because if we're a person that likes to be in control, that likes to control things, that doesn't like to, you know, that if you're that person, if you're that personality, you got to be watchful, because as soon as something comes your way, you're going to immediately trying to go into fix-it mode. Right? You're immediately going to go into trying to fix, okay, this is what happened, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make it better. I'm going to take care of it. Well, that God doesn't want that to be your first move. Not that you, he may direct you on how to fix it and how to navigate through it and how to make it better, but he doesn't want you to immediately go into your fix-it mode, into your way of thinking, into your, you know, trying to figure it out, because guess what? Some things you can't figure out. Amen? You know, that's a touching, you know, when you think about Mike's friend there, there's no figuring out losing the son. That you don't figure that out. If you can figure that out, let me know. You don't figure things like that out. Amen? You can be as controlling as you want. You can be that type A personality. You can, you know, all that stuff, but you can't figure some things in life out. You can't make sense of it. You can't even explain it to me and make me understand it, even in a biblical way. Some things, you know, so God wants our first move to be him. Amen? And I was thinking about it this week. You know, I've been selling parts for like almost 20 years now, you know, for whether it be air conditioning parts, and now I'm selling, you know, tools and equipment in the auto parts arena. And there's this thing called first call, right? When you go to these shops, they have choices of who they can buy their parts from. They can get it from this person, they can get it from that person, they get it from this, but all of them have what they call their first call. In other words, the first one I'm going to go to if I need a part is A. And then if A don't have it, I'll try B. And if B don't have it, I'll try C. Well, obviously, if you're in that business, you want to be that company's first call, right? Come to me first. Give me the opportunity to sell you that part. I want first shot at it, right? Well, guess what? God wants to be your first call. He wants to be your first call. So many times we call him after the fact. We did this, that, trying to fix it out, call this one, call that one, tried to figure it out, who do I know, all this stuff, and then all of a sudden you get to a point where you don't know what to do next. Help! And God, being the gracious God that he is, the loving God that he is, he'll still help you, and he'll still, you know, help you, but he wants to be your first call. If we can just discipline ourselves to just, you know, in all our ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, if you seek him early in the situation, if you make him your first call, you may be well-versed in the Bible. You may be very intelligent in this world. You may have all kinds of connections through people. You may be popular. You may be all this stuff, but nobody can do it like Jesus can. Nobody can give you the wisdom that Jesus can. Nobody can give you the answers that Jesus can. Nobody can point you in the right direction like Jesus can. Make him your first call. Amen? Look at somebody and say, call on Jesus. Make him your first call. Your first call. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things will be added unto you. Do you understand? There's a prioritization here. Seek him first. And he'll take care. Trust me. He knows all the things you worry about. He knows all the things that concern you. He knows all the things that are important to you. He'll take care of all those things for you if you seek him first. Amen? And he will save you and keep you from so many other things come your way if you would just seek him first. Like I said, so many times we make things worse, or we make things, you know, some of our prayers would be answered sooner if we followed the right principle. And I'll be honest with you, so many of us complain to God about why it's taken so long for this prayer to be answered, and it's almost like he's saying to you, why did you go about it the way you did? Because I had the answer way back there. But you chose to do this, that, and the other thing, and now you're blaming me for being late. Seek him early in the situation. Early in the circle. You know, we always say it, life is hard, right? I mean, it's just hard. That's just how it is. Things are going to come your way. Some you bring on yourself, and some are just going to come your way you had nothing to do with. All of a sudden, boom, deal with it. Right? We need to be able to handle this life that we live in. And so many times, you know, like we go through life with our emergency brake on. You ever try to drive the car with the emergency brake on? How you kind of sputters and hesitate, and you're like, what is going on? And then you take the emergency brake off and it's like, shh. Well, sometimes we're going through life with our emergency brake on. We're trying, you know, in sports they talk about playing to win or playing not to lose. Amen? So many times we're playing not to lose. I just don't want to lose, but God wants you to win. Amen? We try so hard to keep, you know, to keep from things not happening to us, we're not living. It's like that commercial I saw recently where, I don't know, something like the kid asked the mother, can I not go to school next Thursday? Can we say I'm going to be sick? And the mother says, oh, next Thursday, no, you can't do that because daddy's going to have the flu that day. And I'm going to be doing this, and, you know, so you can't have next Thursday. It's like, you know, it's something like that. Did y'all see the commercial? Anybody see the commercial? So you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like we're planning for all these bad things to happen to us. And we're trying, you know, everything we hear, you know, we get on the, oh, is that going to happen to me? Is this going to be, oh, we got to be, and we, you know, we overdo things. We're living with our emergency brake on, and God wants us to live even in the midst of this hard life that we're faced with. He wants us to have life and that more abundantly. And the only way we can do that is if we put all of our trust and all of our faith and all of our intellect in him. Amen? Because when it comes down to it, you don't know as much as you think you do. And God knows way more than you. I say it all the time. We see what's in front of us, but God sees down the road and around the corner. He sees way farther down than you just see what's in front of you. God knows the way. And if we listen to God, if we seek God first, he will tell us sometimes, don't go that way, go this way. And you say, why is he telling me? And next thing you know, you find out why he told you not to go that way. But that's being in tune with God and seeking God first in everything. You know, Mark 4, just as an example, we've read it probably many times, but in the 35th verse, it says, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him up, and they said unto him, Master, don't you care that we perish? And he rose, he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And the 41st verse says, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen? Now listen, he kind of, you know, he questioned them about their faith. But one thing I will give them credit for, they called them, didn't they? They might have been fearful, but they called them. And guess what? He helped them, right? So, yeah, he might have said, oh, ye of little faith, but sometimes we're in that situation. We get fearful, but at least they called him. And that's what we have to do in all situations. When you're scared, when you're fearful, when you don't know what to do, stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to call all the wrong people, but call Jesus and say, God, don't you see me? And he will be there. If he can stop the wind and stop the sea, don't you think he can help you with your situation? Call on Jesus. Amen. We go through this life and we're looking for all the, you know, if you got something wrong with your car, you're looking for the best person you know to work on your car. If you got something, you know, if they say, you know, you have cancer, you're looking for the best cancer doctors there are. If they, you know, if you got all, you know, all, in all these situations, you know, if you got trouble in your life, you're looking who's the best counselor you can find. Well, listen, your Father is the best in all these areas. You got him. At your disposal, amen? Call on Jesus. He said, the Bible says, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. What I'm trying to get across to you today and what he's been impressing on me so much the last month or so is that we have to understand that the more we try to save ourselves, the more we lose our lives. And the more we lose our lives for his sake, the more we are saved. I know it doesn't make sense in the natural, but in the spiritual it does. Amen? He made you. He created you. He knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows your thoughts before you think them. He knows all about you from head to toe. Why wouldn't you call him? And not only does he know you, look, you know, if you've been married to somebody for a long time, you know, they know you too, but they can't help you like Jesus can. Amen? So not only does he know you, but he can do something about your situation. Now look, his remedy might not be what you had in mind. Because we want him to help us and fix it for us, but we want him to do it like we want it done. Well, we don't know what's best for us. He does. We don't know how things should go. He does. But whatever way he does it, whatever the outcome is, trust me when I tell you, it'll be all right. Amen? Because anything he does for you, he's already got it taken care of. He's already got it settled. And in the end, it'll be all right. We spend too much of our time worrying and complaining and not enough time trusting and praising and thanking. Amen? You start feeling something in your body, this, you know, you start not feeling right, the first thing you think of, do I got medicine? What do I got in the counter? What's in the cupboard up here? That's the first thing we start thinking of. Let me find something that can help me. And that's all right, but what about going to God and saying, you know what, I really don't feel right now. I'm not, you know, Lord, help me, Lord, touch my body. And then do whatever you're going to do, because seek him first. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen? We have to, you know, we spend so much time in church singing songs with great words about our great God. And then when life comes our way, we turn to everybody else but that great God that we sing about. We forget about all those words to the song, and we try everything else but Him. How great is our God? Huh? Y'all sing it today. How great is our God? How great is our God? And sometimes life is asking us that. How great is your God? How great is your God? At least these guys, they might have been fearful, but they called on Jesus. And if we would just understand, you know, it seems so simple, but that's how God wanted it to be. God wanted it to be so simple that anybody could understand it, anybody could do what He asked us to do. But trusting is not simple, is it? It's easy for me to say, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to, but that's not simple, is it? But what happens is, you know, God just wants us to try Him. Just try Him. Because what happens is, if we trust Him in a situation, and then He brings us through it, which He will, what happens is, our trust grows. Amen? It gets stronger. It's no different than, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody, there's a situation that comes up, there's like a, almost like a, like you would call it a test, and they came through and did what you hoped that they would do, the bond is a little stronger, the trust is a little stronger. I can't tell you, when I first started in the church, and we used to have, we used to call, at the end of the service, there would always be time for people to come to the altar for prayer. And I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said, can you pray for me for strength? Strength. And, you know, when you talk about strength, what I, you know, it's almost like what Brother Fred was talking about last week. What I could almost hear them saying is, help me to try to live this life that they're saying I need to live that I'm not able to do. That's what they're really saying. They don't want to say, but they're just saying, you know, I need strength. But what they're saying is they need strength because they keep falling short of all these guidelines that have been shown to them by the church saying, you have to do this, 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 and this. And they're trying so hard. They, in their heart, they want to do it. But they're falling short and they feel so bad about it. So they come up to the altar and say, you know, will you pray for me for strength? Well, that's not really the prayer that you want. Because trust me, God will show you strength if you want. If you want a prayer, you know, he'll put you through some things to test your strength. But that's not really what we really need to understand. Is we need, help me to trust God. Help me to, you know, put in place, you know, help me to just rely on Him and understand that I am nothing. I can't do it on my own. I need Christ in my life. Help me to understand grace. Help me to understand mercy. Help me to understand what God has, because we make things so hard for people trying to get them to understand rules and regulations that they feel like, I just can't. And that's why so many people leave the church too. Because they feel like, I just can't do that. I just can't measure up. I feel so, you guys all seem like you got it together, and I don't. And what that person doesn't know is we don't have it together either. Amen, that's what they don't know. I wish I could, you know, I wish you could stop them at the door on their way out and say, look, all these people in here, they don't have it together either. Don't come back in. Come back in. You're just like us. Amen. Because they walk out of here thinking all them church folk got it together and I must just be a bad person. I can't do it. No, it's got nothing to do with that. Amen? Call on Jesus. Call Him wonderful. Call Him counselor. Call Him healer. Call Him deliverer. Amen? Call on Jesus. Get in the habit of calling on Jesus over and over and over again. Call on him. You can't call on him too much. You can't call on him too many times over the same situation. He doesn't care. Just keep calling him. He won't say, we talked about that last week. He won't say, you asked me about it. No, he won't say that. He'll say, he loves it when you call him. He loves it when you depend on him. He loves it when you say, I surrender. I give it all to you. I can't do it. You can. He loves that. Keep coming. That's what he's, keep coming to me. I'll keep giving you direction. I'll keep showing you the way. I'll keep giving you love. I'll keep giving you understanding. I'll keep giving you wisdom. Keep coming to me. Lose your life so I can save it. Call on Jesus. It's simple, but I'm telling you right now, we do so many other things before that we cause ourselves so much commotion. We lose sleep. We cause ourselves stress. All kinds of things. If we would just call on him, and guess what? After you call on him, wait. 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 It's like you asking me a question, and before I can give you the answer, you leave. You just ask me a question, wait to hear the answer. Why would you ask me if you're not going to wait to hear the answer? After you call on him, don't just say, hey, I called, now I'm going to go do my thing and fix it all. No, wait. Wait for an answer. Wait for direction. Call on him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. How about that too? Not just wait on the Lord, but be of good courage. Don't call on the Lord and sit there and wait on him and sulk and tell everybody how this is bad, that's bad, all the... No, no, no. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be expecting an answer. Have an expectant attitude like, I ask God to help me. I know he's going to. I'm just waiting. And I'm waiting in anticipation of what he's going to show me, what he's going to tell me, the direction that the Holy Spirit's going to tell me to go, who he's going to tell me to call, who he's going to tell me to talk to, who I should go see. He's going to direct all that stuff if you call and you wait on him. And then when he gives you direction, go in the direction that he provides, even if it don't make sense. Because trust me, he's got it all figured out. It's already taken care of. You just don't see it yet. Amen. Everyone in here, it could probably say, you know what? There's been times when I've done it myself and I've messed it all up. And there's been times when I relied on the Lord and it worked out so much better. Amen. You all, I'm sure you all have experienced both sides of that. Get yourself in, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. He is a great God. He is a loving God. He loves you more than you love yourself. He wants what's best for you. He will not point you in the wrong direction. He will not fail you. When everyone else runs, he'll still be there. He said, I'll be with you always. He's not going nowhere. Despite how we act sometimes, he's yet right there, ready, willing, and able to help us with his arms open wide. But he wants us to call on him. He wants us to depend on him. He wants us to surrender. Surrender totally to him. Amen? Lose your life so he can save it. Let us stand.